Hello and welcome to a rather spontaneous episode of One for the Podcast with me, Tom. Yeah, I'm just driving back from a rather exciting day out. This is nothing to do, well, largely nothing to do with One for the Brave. Probably more for the Three Comedos in the podcast than I do with Simon Darren. But I just wanted to report back on special event attended, the Only Fools and Horses convention held at MK Don's Hilton Hotel Stadium. And I met David Jason, Sir David. Dream come true. I was very apprehensive in the last couple of years about paying the sort of money you have to pay to be here. But I succumbed to the idea that, well, you've got to, if you want to meet your idols, you got to pay the money, and I'm glad I did. Now, I was dreading the idea of waiting all day to meet him because, there's a good few hundred people at these events, and he's been each person one-to-one in the Trotter flat. And thankfully, I was assigned table number one, which meant we were up first. So as soon as the event started at 9:30, I was the second in the queue. And you only get about a minute and a half, 2 minutes at most, and David will just keep talking, and they have to, I saw for myself, they stop him mid-flow and sort of hurry him along to get the next person in there. So it was absolutely amazing. One of the things I was somewhat I was worried about, because you want to make the most of these moments, and I think, what am I going to talk to him about that he hasn't heard a million times? Or I was obviously anticipating he would do some talking as well, but from memory it was just, I mentioned I did a podcast on Fools and Horses and One Grave. He's quite curious about how I do a podcast, and I wanted to say I did actually invite you onto the Jolly Boys podcast about 5 years ago, 5 years ago, David, but unfortunately you weren't able to. That might be a bit passive aggressive maybe. But yeah, he just asked me where I was from, and I just, he was a very humble man. Obviously, I was a bit of a fanboy around him, say how much it meant to me meeting him, and that was that. Got a couple of handshakes out of him. The seat I was sat in was very low, and I sort of stumbled as I got up, and he said, "Oh, can't we get a proper chair for people like Tom to sit on?" This is his sort of passing comment. So yeah, it was an absolute honour. Obviously, other highlights include meeting all the other actors, actresses. So, Sue Holderness once again. Got a few of these people, I've spoken to in the past on a podcast of sorts. So I'd sort of remind them that I once did speak to them, and they say they remember. They might not have done, but maybe they've been polite. But obviously, Mike Phelps and Stevens, and Sue Holderness, as mentioned, Nabil pronouncing a surname. Gally, otherwise known as, in no, Straits on the Shore. And they're all so lovely. Had a good chat with Tony Dow. I asked Tony, just got one question. If you can answer in one sentence, what's the difference between your directing versus Ray Butt? And he said, with good humour, that Ray Butt was a lot lazier and liked to stop off at the pub where possible. And he also said about Gareth Brennan, who, again, with saying with plenty of respect but humour, if Gareth was ever at the helm, he kind of made him feel flustered. So I think they might. I get the feeling they clashed on direct how directing a particular show. And when they were doing the Strangers on the Shore episode in France, Tony's wife was taken ill, so he couldn't attend some of it, and he heard that Gareth Brennan was going to be basically standing in for him, and it basically alarmed him that much that he sort of said his wife was thankfully was fine, but yeah, he left her bedside and got on the first ferry to France and resumed directing. So yeah, there was obviously something going on there a professional capacity. There must have been some sort of clash, but he didn't speak ill of him. It's just, yeah, it's not, they obviously have different ways of working. But yeah, fantastic show. Obviously, Mike Fenton seems great. Had a good chat with So Jamie, the Damien character who was in the 96 trilogy, I think an episode or two before, he's now a drummer for a band called The Weekend Ticket. He doesn't do any other acting. He hasn't really done much, but he's got fond memories of the set. And yeah, he's just obviously, yeah, just really nice to speak to. They're just also general. Obviously, part of the setup is, you can get autographs, but you do have to like buy some tokens, some vouchers for it. I didn't actually do that, so I felt much of a cheapskate. I just said, "I'm really sorry, do you mind if I just have a photo?" And they were more than happy to. But plenty of people were spending their hard-earned on autographs. More than I think I've got a lot of their autographs already. Think for me, gone are the days of autograph hunting, because for the last 20 years we've had, decent camera phones, and getting a picture or a video, of course, I think means more. I mean, one of the highlights also was meeting Daniel Peacock, one that fans will know him as Kazanzi the Gardener. So I had a quick chat of him about, very quick chat about One for the Grave. Obviously, you're conscious of taking up too much of their time, because people are queuing up. But he did a, and he did this for the fans as well. He did a 1, 2, 3, 4 moment. So I captured that on video. That was quite an honor to have that. But yeah, it was such a good day. I was up close and personal with David Jason. I was sat at the front when he did his Q&A. So that was also pretty special. They showed some footage of, so in the Johnny Boy's Outing episode, if you remember the montage of them all having fun at the theme park, and the moment where David Jason walks funny on purpose, that's taken from a Dustin Hoffman film. So they showed that footage. I didn't know that personally, but that's quite interesting. Else, yeah, he's just obviously reminiscent of his time. And also, by the way, David Jason dressed as Bellboy, and he hasn't done that before for the course convention. So he wore his, I think he wore his attire that he wore in the 2001, 2002, 2003 trilogy. So sort of a maroon coloured leather jacket, flat cap, jeans. I think that's what he was wearing. I don't know if he wore that in the 96. No sheepskin coat, of course, obviously indoors, nice and warm. There were some good One for the Grave connections there, as mentioned, Mike, Fenton Stevens, Daniel Peacock, and tomorrow then. The convention's on again, so David Jason will be signing, well, speaking to another 300 odd people, and Jake Wood, Max Banning, EastEnders, loads of stuff. He was obviously in that Joy Boys outing episode with Rodney and Alan Parry, the young, spotty, red-headed kid who didn't know how all the data transferred onto his computer. He will be there tomorrow. I just want to give a mention to podcast friend Andy Stowe, who Andy's been on the pod a couple of years ago now, reviewed one of the episodes with me. He also put me in touch with Gordon Peters, Ronnie, aka Ronnie Mildred, so I have a lot to thank for him. Saw him today, he's also going tomorrow, but a big thanks to Andy for giving me a voucher token to get a couple of extra autographs. I thought it was really nice of him. That's out of his own pocket. Just had to cut away there. Obviously, I'm driving, two hands on the wheel. Both eyes on the road, join the M4 back home to the West Country. But the setup was really good. I've been to a couple of Falls conventions before. 20 years ago, actually, I did go to Milton Keynes for a Falls convention with my dad at the Leisure Centre there, and 2009 for Bristol City Stadium. And, it's sad not seeing John Challis there. Obviously, Roy had the three Supermax and played Sid. Paul Barber and Patrick Murray weren't there today. But, they've done those in the past. And it's just really nice to meet these people. They're just generally really friendly and probably. Oh, how can I forget meeting Rico from Miami Twice? Anthony, he's a really nice chap. I mean, just a good conversation, and he just can't believe how big the show is. So yeah, really nice to see him. For those who know me and my love for Only Fools, they'll know. Some of you know I'm a good staunch defender of the Royal Flush, and I met Sarah Duncan, who's Lady Victoria, And excuse me, and I said that it does seem to get quite a lot of flak, but just so you know, I really like it. And she was saying grateful for that. She said that if it wasn't for that very, very last bit, Della Robbie maybe will get so much stick. But I sort of tend to agree. So yeah, it was fantastic day. Really good set up, loads of memory that I did buy myself this little wobbling head Della trigger at the bar, and you push a button and Della falls over. I thought it was quite nice. Resisted by another bits and pieces. Right, just before I left, they did a auction of David Jason's Del Boy Berry cap he was wearing. I think it's a Berry, Canterbury. And in this bidding war was going on and on and on. Started off at 100 quid, and it was getting into the thousands. And David Jason came out at one point, just gobsmacked at how much to be bid, and it got to about 8,000 quid. £8,000. And he's got another one he's going to wear tomorrow, of course, so he's going to auction that off, so he can raise quite a lot of money for his chosen charities. That's really nice. But anyway, sorry to staunch One Foot fans who may have little to no interest in Only Fools. If you've listened to the whole of this episode, thank you. It's not One Foot related at all. But, much like how I did a spontaneous live one outside of Tresillian Way, I thought I'd do the same here driving home. And you're all keeping me company as I approach home. Thank you. Yeah, so there's not obviously been a lot of activity in the podcast because there isn't really anything for me to talk about anymore, which is why I'm putting these kind of episodes out. Philip Pope, who I met today, who was the Tony Angelino stage fright, he obviously has some One Foot connection. Obviously, he's very good friends of Angus Dayton. I asked if he'd shown an interest in the podcast. He's quite seemed impressed that I managed to have a sort of flash of me, so I better go into the first lane, not stay in this middle lane, like a middle lane wanker, I was going to say. So it's true. So I did get a middle finger up, that's it. Philip Pope said, have you managed to get anchors on? I said, no, believe me, I've tried and failed. And I said, I just presume, yeah, not interested. And he gave me that look as to say, I'm going to try my best to get him on. So hopefully, maybe some kind of endorsement from Philip, even though he's probably never heard of the pod, presumably. It might swing it, but I said to him that his good friend Richard Wilson asked me, he said no. So if you can, persuade him, lovely. So hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, I think 2024 might bring you an Angus episode, but I'm not holding my breath. But there's some hope yet. Anyway, I'm going to stop there. It's not the safest podcast in the world, but I can assure you, two hands on the wheel, and I'm just talking to the phone on the holder here. So thanks very much for listening, and thank you to those who listen to the other podcast, The Three Cabidos. And I once again thank you for getting through the really shite audio quality from my crappy second-hand microphone. They're not even proper microphones, but I've since replaced the very good one I originally had from Mr. Dan Heath, which that wasn't working anymore after quite a lot of use, which is why my audio went to pot. But thank you everyone for listening. Have a great day or night, whatever time of day you listen to this to. Hopefully bring you some kind of content this year. Otherwise it'll be largely about Three Cabidos. So please give it a listen. Skip the first couple of episodes because I'm very quiet on that one. On those two. Then again, you might like the idea of not listening to my voice too loudly. But it really is difficult to hear me. But episodes 3, 4 onwards are a little bit more bearable. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you all soon. Cheers all.